Race and truth is the joy of Satan racist. Greetings to all our satanic people and comrades. As we always do, we have to answer accurately and clearly about this matter about the JOS being or not being racist. This is for those fellows who lack education in regards to this matter. To address this, we have to start from the beginning. First of all, the term racist was invented by Jewish communists and is a label for anyone who basically believes in the values of racial and cultural preservation, who in other ways opposes the Jewish communist views on multiculturalism, assimilation of races and cultures, assimilation of all states in one big global state, etc. All these are supposed to be one rule under communism, which is by nature a Jewish idea and invention, invented by Karl Marx, the son of a Talmudic rabbi, then supported and reinforced by other Jews like Trotsky, Lenin, and other scholars and intellectuals of the same school of thought. Behind this communism and everything else which supports it or advocates it, we have found, after copious amounts of research, do hide in plain sight for any researcher, the innermost ideas of Judaism in regards to how this world should be governed. Many Talmudic and Torah scholars have openly stated, like Baal Shem Tov, that the ideal way of governing society is through communism, and that this was based on divine revelation by the powers and deities the Jews do believe. In this ideal state of governing, as the USSR, Communist China, Communist Albania, Poland, South Korea, Greece, and other places have proven historically, the Jews are supposed to be on the top, ruling the masses with a rod of iron. Whether or not they make it into a governing power, the casualties will still remain, mainly because of the opposing elements that communism brings, being a revolutionary idea, in the midst of any host society that it's brought into. The casualties and destruction in all social, economic, and structural sectors have been unparalleled in history, which happened under this way of governing. Casualties which go above the hundreds of millions are just a large sum of dead people who have been resisting the revolution or who stood as an obstacle to it. Therefore, these people were exterminated. This was when the communists had total power to move things physically, to do what Lenin has thought as move on to the next stage of communist revolution, longing to its finalization, which is a totalitarian regime in every sense of the word. This idea behind communism, while it's appealing as equality for the masses, this equality is only between the members of the masses, not the people in general. While there is already equality, at least in civil society, in front of the law, communism preaches physical and biological or other forms of equality which as perceived go against the dictates of nature. This ideally seems like a way to avoid wars and build war peace, but this cannot be manifested in reality, and for this to be approached, other radical things would have to happen first, which include race mixing, death of natures and nations and any opposing religious, cultural, and ethical elements, or just about any element that is in opposition to the communist world conception and dogma. In this ideal state, the Jews are at the top, and they are governing over everyone else. Everyone is racially, culturally, and physically assimilated, except the Jews who retain their culture. The individual and all individualism is crushed totally under the boot of mass and equality. Despite the promises of communism and the communist paradise, most people who know the historical reality of these paradisiac statements and the obvious and natural reality all around us know that this cannot be manifested and cannot exist in reality. The Jews and the defenders of communism do approve that if all races and all people are destroyed and assimilated, all borders and distinctions or individual traits are destroyed, then people can live in peace. For anyone that does not approve the above or in any way stands against everything that factors in or helps the above or opposes any idea of what is presented above, the term racist, which was invented by the Jews, is used since the communist revolution to attack them and win any argument without arguing against any and all form of resistance and opposition to the ideology of communism or whatever supports it. Most users of this word are not aware neither of what racist means, neither of what it means, nor can they define what it means. This is the purpose of this. What being racist means is nothing but thin air, and it cannot be accurately pinpointed by those who use this word or blame others of being racist, and it can be adjusted in any time and condition, is based on the demoralization, be it ethical and social, of the target this word has selected to hit. It cannot be argued with logically, and it is simply a political slur of the lowest kind to instantly demolish enemies without any further thinking process or insight over what being a racist is. The word racist in itself has no meaning and hides behind itself no real value. It is just an emotionally charged statement that is being thrown upon opponents of the communist and Marxist Jewish ideology and all the aspects which help and cultivate it. This is identical to how the term Nazi is being used to label any opposition against the Jewish views of supremacy, critical thinking in regards to the choices and beliefs of Israel, the Jews, or Judaism, or programs that relate to these in the political, ethical, or even religious sphere. Every opposition or critical analysis of such is Nazi or racist. The labels are interchangeable over what the situation needs eradicated, ideologically or in any other ground. Both these labels are based upon the conception and teaching of what our enemies instruct both being a Nazi or racist could potentially be or is in reality. The concepts of both these terms do not come from us and therefore cannot represent us. We treat these as best as lowest political slur of the lowest level. Therefore, what does this word prove, and is the JOS racist? In reality, no. In the sense of how our enemies and their sides see us as their enemies, yes. We are not afraid to be called racist either. It means we are opposed to the enemy and their values. To us, since this word is empty and devoid and just a political underbelt strike to undermine opponents without any argument, being labeled racist is not an issue. It rings no bells, it causes no damage, since it means nothing. Yet, to the people who don't know what it means, where being or not being racist potentially leads and are indoctrinated into communism and cultural Marxism, it just means that we are the enemies or ideological opposition. This doesn't mean anything in itself, and unless the members partaking or watching this conversation are brainwashed or have already taken a side, this statement holds no innate value. And in this, the statement of them stands correct. According to them, we are racist because we oppose them, but we are not racist in the way they describe or have led the populace to believe due to decades of indoctrination, i.e. hating on other races other than one's respective race, for instance. But we are racist in the sense of their labeling to us as their opposers and enemies, not in substance. We oppose all the aforesaid values, where these could potentially lead, where these lead historically, the plan of any future world based on these values and the people who created, do support, and hide behind these values. We have found these to be socially, culturally, and existentially deadly and dangerous, and upon examining both the physical, historical, and spiritual dimension of what these beliefs are and where they lead, we cannot but reject these values. Therefore, we are called negatively Nazis or thought of as racists. We are not naturally opposed to the above beliefs, both in spiritual sphere, but also in the ideological sphere nonetheless. To examine further our religious side on a view on the subject of Nazism and racism. To take matters from the beginning, the first book ever written on racial supremacy, enslaving other races, destroying hostile and alien civilizations and states, merely because of the reason of their difference, is owned by Jews and it is self-evident in its teaching. For anyone that doesn't know, this is the Jewish book of the Bible, which was written by Jews. Especially in the first part of it, the Old Testament gives out in plain the ideas which are the structural basis of the Jewish thinking. In the first pages and throughout the Bible, racial hatred, that is to kill and destroy other races, is justified for the Jewish people, that their war against enemy cultures, religions, and faiths is justified by God. All these teachings reside in the book and are ascribed as the will of God, who is a God of the chosen people, again, the Jews. Gentiles and anyone who resists this Jewish expansionism in all areas are labeled as pagans and Satanists, or those labeled as an idolater. Everyone that doesn't believe or bow to this Jewish representation of divine Jewish power is an enemy and stands in the way of the divine way of the Jews. God exterminates and kills these people repeatedly, and its actions are self-justified. He is God, and he needs no justification, neither he needs to reason out anything with any mortal. He is just merely free to act unlawfully and in any way it sees fit. The Jews stand as a privileged race, descending from God, separated from any and all other races, with their racial God, their racial mission, divine jurisdiction to judge, destroy, cheat, and reform any other race, culture, civilization as they see fit and to achieve their ends. They are the good people, and all others are the evil people. Despite of any attempts to sugarcoat and beautify all this, the sayings in the Bible are evident. The Jews are at war, spiritually, mentally, and physically, with every non-Jewish race that doesn't accept their conception of God, and they are by definition satanic, as is anything that opposes the teachings of the New or Old Testament. Now, historically, all those who oppose the Jewish dogmas, expansionism, and conception have been labeled idolaters and Satanists at time of judgment. In certain historical epochs, they were plain out murdered and killed. This label was enough. The Jew openly state through this book these common points. 1. The Jews are by nature opposed against all other races who oppose them, same is implied for their ways of governing themselves, their deities, and any other structures by which their enemy becomes powerful and survives. 2. The Jews are by nature opposed and at war against all other ideas or modes of thinking which do not accept what they profess inside their Bible, or later on historically in any other sphere such as the political one. 3. The Jews have the right to exterminate, attack, and destroy every opposition to them. Part of this right is also the right to infiltrate and change civilizations, beliefs, and cultures as they see fit. They are imposing the will of God as they see it, and neither them nor God is to be questioned, let alone criticized and overthrown. 4. Despite of the opposing statements, this has already happened countless times in history, in the whole of Jewish history, if just someone pays attention. No matter if solely Jewish hands have not or have done this, they have certainly incited it. 5. On all the history of what we call Jews, the ruling caste of this Jew race has been what can be called the Zionists. Although this label is a bluff to divide attention from all Jews only to the ruling elements, the fact that the Jews are always ruled by these elements and by their own choice proves that the Jews are too desiring this to take place furiously and feverishly. For reasons of security, they just preach otherwise. The political manifestation of Zionism and the plans to create the God world are the blueprints of communism. The roof of all this is the Bible.